Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Try to make it comfortable. Show some goodwill for yourself. Breathing is something you're doing all the time. And you can make the body feel tense and tight, or you can make the body feel relaxed and comfortable, simply by the way you breathe. So try to see what kind of breathing feels good inside right now. After all, it is the force of life. Free medicine for the body, free medicine for the mind. When you have goodwill for yourself like this, then it's a lot easier to have goodwill for others. We live in this world where most people have goodwill only for a few people, and they have ill will for others. The Buddha tells us to lift the level of our minds. Make them like the Brahmas who live up in the highest levels of heaven. They have goodwill for everybody. They're at peace with everybody as a result. Because you think about it, if you have ill will for somebody, it's going to be very easy to act in unskillful ways. And then that becomes your karma. So if you're starting from goodwill, even if you may not know quite the right thing to do, the fact that you have good intentions makes it a lot easier for people to forgive your mistakes. It makes it easier for you to forgive your own mistakes. So always try to act on the desire not to cause harm and to be helpful toward other people's happiness. And it starts inside, right here, showing some goodwill for yourself. Because if you're miserable, it's hard to think about the happiness of others. But if you can breathe in a way that makes you feel good, you find that any thoughts that come into the mind that would make you feel uncomfortable, that would make you feel tense, tight, why go for them? After all, the mind wants happiness. Here it is, a sense of pleasure you can create within. So allow the body to breathe in whatever way feels good. And it is important that you allow it. If you force it to say, I'm going to make you comfortable, it's like forcing somebody down and saying, I'm going to make you happy. Well, that's not really good. Force doesn't work. Steady gentleness. The steadiness is important. The steadiness, the strength lies in the steadiness with which you look at the breath, then you look at your mind. You look at the world around you. You have goodwill for yourself, goodwill for others. It's a lot easier to live in this world. It's a lot easier to deal with whatever unpleasant things happen, whatever unfortunate things happen. You've got a good fund of strength inside. As goodwill is a strong state of mind. Sometimes it sounds kind of weak, but no, goodwill is strong. Because it has to resist the fact that a lot of people out there are going to be acting in ways that don't show goodwill to you, don't show goodwill to the people you love and respect. But you've got to maintain your goodwill in spite of that. The Buddha says make your goodwill like the earth. A little man can come along with a shovel and a hoe and try to dig in the earth and say, be without earth, be without earth. Dig here, dig there, spit there, urinate here, urinate there. But his efforts are small compared to the strength and size of the goodwill of the earth. Well, make your goodwill like the earth that way. Other people can do things that are ill-intentioned, but you don't pick up their energy because your goodwill is so much larger. Make your goodwill like space. People can try to write things in space, but it doesn't stick. The same way people can say unpleasant things to you, but don't let it stick in your mind. Make your mind like space. When your goodwill has these qualities, strong, large, with any stickiness to it, then you're safe. Your goodwill is strong because you're safe. Excuse me, you're safe because your goodwill is strong. So think of it as a strength that you want to develop within you and carry out into the world. It's in this way that we can learn to live with one another in peace and in harmony. And we're in peace and harmony, that's when human life is good.